Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Looking for the perfect getaway in the heart of Red Rock Country? Discover Grand Plateau RV Resort in Kanab, Utah, where comfort meets adventure. Spacious RV sites, luxury cabins, and top-tier amenities make every stay unforgettable. Take a dip in the heated pool, relax in the spa, or unwind with private restrooms and pickleball too. Minutes from Zion, Bryce Canyon, and the Grand Canyon, Grand Plateau RV Resort is your ideal base camp for exploring the Southwest's natural wonders. And when the day winds down, enjoy starry skies and peaceful nights under the desert sky. Adventure, comfort, and convenience. That's Grand Plateau RV Resort. Book your stay today at gprvresort.com.
Looking for the perfect getaway in the heart of Utah's scenic beauty? Welcome to Mountain Valley RV Resort in the stunning Heber Valley, Utah's highest rated RV destination. Enjoy spacious RV sites, cozy cabins, and tent spots, all nestled against the stunning Rocky Mountains and shadow of Mount Timpanogos. Dive into heated pools, relax in hot tubs, or challenge friends on pickleball courts. Families love the playgrounds and sports courts, while adults can unwind in exclusive 21-plus areas featuring a luxurious clubhouse and spa. With top-notch amenities and breathtaking views, Mountain Valley RV Resort offers an unforgettable experience year-round. Whether you're seeking adventure or relaxation, Mountain Valley RV Resort is your home away from home. Book your stay today at mountainvalleyrv.com.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, ma'am, come on up here. You're going to stand right here in front of my clerk and be sworn in.
Hello. Can you please state and spell your first and last name?
Yeah, go ahead and have a seat right here. You'll scoot into that microphone there.
Please introduce yourself to the jury.
My name is Lena.
And what's your last name?
Mendoza.
Thank you. Do you currently live here in Arizona?
I do.
Back on October 2nd of 2019, where did you live?
In Gilbert.
And what was your address back then?
3893 East Fairview Street.
And how long did you live at that location?
In total, 6 years.
Okay. I'll show you. I can have my paralegal approach with Exhibit 2. I want you to look at Exhibit 2, a map. Does that show sort of the area of your neighborhood as well as where your house would have been located back in October 2nd of 2019?
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 2.
Any objection?
No objection.
2 is admitted.
Thank you. Okay. So you told us your address was 3893 East Fairview Street?
Yes.
We see Fairview here on Exhibit 2. Approximately where was your residence on this map?
It is the house on the very corner.
Is it the corner of Fisher and Fairview? Or which corner are we talking about?
It's been a little while. I'm sorry.
There's a map right in front of
you. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to think. Wrecker.
Turn this down. Is Fairview.
Right. So it's either Fisher or Cole. I can't remember which street corner. So there's a park, and it's right on the corner.
Okay.
Fry, Wrecker, turn in. Morelos around to Fairview.
Let me put up 3. Is this the park you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So right on the corner here?
Cole, Phillips. Yes, right there on the corner.
Okay. So you're
right there. Yes,
right here.
Okay. Yes, that's the house.
Back in on October 2nd of 2019, did you have a Ring doorbell?
Yes.
Did your front door sort of face out towards Fairview Street?
Yes.
And do you recall sort of where your Ring doorbell was located?
Yes.
Where was it?
So from the front door, it sat off to the left-hand side if I was in the home at the front, and it faced out towards that street.
Did it sometimes get a little bit of this intersection here?
All the time, yes.
Okay. And was it sort of motion activated?
Yes.
Okay. So that means that when there was some sort of vehicle going by, it might activate it to start recording?
Yes.
Do you recall back on October 2nd, an officer coming around and asking you if you had a Ring system and to kind of look in the time range of 9:15-ish to see if you had any footage of vehicles going by?
I do.
Were you asked to email any recordings to the police department?
Yes.
And did you do that?
I did.
And, Your Honor, I've shown the defendant Exhibit 120, if I can have my paralegal show that to the witness. Did you recognize that as your residence?
Yes.
And your Ring video?
Yes.
And the footage that you sent to the police?
Yes.
And did it have both audio and video?
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 120.
Any objection?
No objection.
120 is admitted.
Yes, if we can move forward. If we could just show at the beginning we missed where. All right. So when you had your. When we had, you had your Ring video, would it sometimes like glitch and you'd see a vehicle like we saw in the beginning, a black vehicle?
Yes.
So in this video, you were asked, were you asked to look for vehicles and a sound of any shooting?
I remember being asked to look for a vehicle crossing in that time, and I saw that at the beginning of the vehicle, you see, or the video, you see the vehicle, and that was what I noticed first.
Okay. And then when you were watching it yourself, you heard a bang noise?
Correct.
And so, given that, looking for the black vehicle and then you noticing the bang, that's what you sent to the police?
Yes.
And that's your home sort of looking out, as we said, of Fisher and Fairview.
Yes.
Thank you. State has no other questions for this witness.
Cross-examination.
No, Your Honor. No cross.
Any questions for this witness from the jury? Don't see any. Ma'am, you can step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, members of the jury, we took Mr. Boudreaux's cross-examination out of order. We're now going to complete that, so I'm going to ask Mr. Boudreaux to come back up. All right, sir, go ahead and have a seat on the witness stand. You're still under oath. I'll just remind you to try to speak into that microphone. All right, the defendant can start her cross-examination of this witness.
Robert Abernathy gets here. He has some photos and things I need to have marked. So can we stop for a minute when he gets here to do
yeah.
that?
Okay. Just have him go right up to the clerk when he gets here. And
okay. Mr. Boudreaux, you and I met in 2009. Is that correct?
I believe we met in 2008.
Okay. Before you got married, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you got married in 2009. Is that correct?
I believe I was married October 31st, 2008.
Okay. But that's when we met. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
So we've known each other a long time. Is that correct?
A long time can mean a lot of different things.
Since 2008?
Correct.
Okay. And we had a familial connection, is that correct?
Yes.
And we always had a friendly relationship, you and I, is that correct?
I wouldn't say always.
Okay. Until what time?
Until probably end of 2018.
Okay. And we spent many holidays together.
We did.
And you and Melanie were married a little over 10 years, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I was there at your wedding, is that correct?
Correct.
And I came to Utah to help you when your first child was born, is that correct?
I'm going to object to relevant.
I'll allow it. Go ahead.
Correct.
And I was there when your second child was born, is that correct?
You were not present when my child was born, but...
Well, I came to help and watched Braxy, so I was there.
You visited with my... You were with my family, correct?
Okay. And I flew in from Hawaii when Blake was born to help with the kids, and I watched them while you and Melanie were at the hospital. Is that correct?
Object again right. To character evidence.
Sustain.
And I did watch the kids when Breezy was born as well. Is that correct?
I'm going to object and ask to go into 405 soon.
And we went on vacations together, you and I. Is that correct?
Ms. Vallow, okay. Move on to relevant information, okay? You've established you have a relationship with him that's close family relationship since 2008. So go ahead.
And you came to visit me in Hawaii a few times, is that correct?
And Your Honor, I'm going to object.
I'm just asking in the sense that it was him coming to me.
All right.
There's things that happened there that I'm going
approach,
to.
Approach.
Okay. Brendan, you and I had never had an argument with each other, is that correct?
That's not correct.
Okay, when did we ever have an argument, you and I?
I'm going to object to relevance. If there's something specific about that, are we talking in 10 years?
I'll overrule it. You can answer.
The most recent argument that I would say we have is when I was texting you in June.
That was June 25th, 2019, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And had you been upset with me before that time?
Are you talking about ever in our lives?
Yeah.
I'm sure we're all human. I'm sure there was times I was upset with you.
Is there something specific that you were upset with me about before the June 25th text messages?
I'm going to object to relevance if there's something more specific.
Sustain.
Were you upset with me about Juice Island?
And I'm going to object as to relevance and 404.
Sustain.
Brendan, you had mentioned before that Melanie and I were close. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you were aware that I loved Melanie. Is that correct?
I can't say if you loved her or not.
But you saw that over the 10 years that you were married to her, right? You witnessed it with your own eyes.
What is it you're asking that I witnessed?
Me loving Melanie?
As I said, I can't state what you did or did not feel. I can't say what you felt.
But I acted in a way that was loving towards her, in as far as you knew.
I'm going to object again to relevance, 404 and 405 character evidence.
Sustain.
So you were frequently, we were all together as a family frequently, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there were times when we were at your house as well as my house, is that correct?
An objection, relevance.
Sustained.
And until you sent me that text message on June 25th that we read yesterday, you and I had never had any disagreements with each other. Is that correct?
I would not agree with that statement.
You and I had ever had an argument?
Can you ask that question again?
Did you and I ever have an argument?
And again, as to foundation of when?
I'll allow him to answer. You can answer.
I'm sure we had, I don't know how you would define argument, but disagreements.
Face to face, you and I? Before the June 25th.
Hold on.
That's all I'm asking. Just before
okay.
that.
Maybe rephrase it.
So by the time we met in 2008, until June 25th, 2019, did you and I ever have an argument?
Is there something you're looking for that you're trying to specify? And I'm not sure I can. That's a broad question that I can't think of a specific time where we argued face to face. If that's what you're looking for.
Correct. So you and I have never had an argument lifetimes.
I wouldn't agree with that. I would say that there have for sure been disagreements between us, but I can't think of a specific time that I could share where me and you face to face argued. I'm not a confrontational person.
Okay. You've known me for all these years. Am I a confrontational person?
I'm going to object to character evidence under 404 and 405.
Sustained.
Would you agree that I supported you as a husband and a father to your children?
I'm going to object to relevance.
Sustain.
So in your testimony yesterday, you talked about this long argument that you had with Melanie. Was that on the same day on June 25th, 2019?
It was.
Okay. And you said it was a long argument. How long did that go on?
It started in the afternoon, and it went through past midnight.
So several hours?
Yes.
And you remember this date because that was the day you sent me those text messages, is that correct?
I wouldn't say that's the only reason I remember that date. It's a painful date.
Okay. So you remember that date specifically?
Yeah, I do remember that day.
Okay. And you had mentioned that this argument started as a result of Melanie not wanting to attend your grandfather's funeral, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you were aware that Melanie had trauma with all funerals because her mother passed away when she was 9, is that correct?
Object to relevance.
I'll overrule the objection. He can answer if he knows the answer.
I can't say why Melanie was feeling the way she was feeling. I'm not Melanie.
But you know she had an issue with funerals before your grandfather passed away.
As I said, I'm not Melanie. I can't say what she had an issue with or not.
But you're aware that her mother passed away when she was 9, right?
Yes, I'm aware her mother passed away.
And that she had to go to the funeral.
I'm going to object to relevance.
I'll sustain it at this point. Go ahead. Next question.
But she's your wife of 10 years, so you knew that about her. Is that correct?
And again, I'm going to object to relevance. The same question.
It's completely understandable that you would want your wife at your side at your grandfather's funeral, so a disagreement between a couple would begin over that issue. That's not far-fetched, right?
That's a statement. Can you, if you want to phrase it as a question, go ahead.
So your argument began because of this issue with not wanting to go to your grandfather's funeral. Is that correct?
Yes.
And was Melanie upset or crying at that point?
No, just me.
Okay. So during this long, several-hour disagreement, you would have covered a myriad of topics. Is that correct?
Can you define a myriad of topics?
Just several different things probably came up during this very long argument.
We talked about several different things, yes.
Okay. And one of those things I had come up in the conversation. Is that correct?
One of the things that came up was you getting your temple recommended and me hacking your computer.
So I'm saying I was brought up in that long conversation just the one time?
I don't know if I could say just the one time. It was quite a long time we spent on that particular topic, which was bothersome.
Okay. So as you were trying to change the subject, Melanie was going back to that?
As I was trying to understand why it was important to her, she focused very much on the subject, yes.
Okay. And you had stated before that Melanie saw me as a mother to her, is that correct?
I said a mother-like figure.
Right. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that your mother-in-law would be brought into a very long argument. Is that correct?
Objection, speculation, relevance.
Or someone close to your wife.
Sustained.
But I was not the focus of that entire argument. Is that correct?
My focus was my family, my wife and my children. I love them and I didn't want them to go through pain.
Is that what you spent all those hours arguing?
Yeah, because I love them and I wanted to work through things with my wife, yes. I didn't spend it for any other reason.
And during this argument, there were several issues that you discussed, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And one of those issues was Melanie informing you of text messages that she had viewed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Is one of those issues a video of you on Facebook dancing at the pink pony that Melanie showed you?
To relevance, to 404B evidence, and 403.
Sustained.
Did Melanie show you a video of yourself during that
to the same argument? Manner.
Sustained.
What else was discussed in this argument?
Objection, relevance, foundation, something specific?
I'll sustain the objection.
How many topics would you say were gone over during this long interview, long argument?
I couldn't say.
So until, did I ever answer the text messages that you sent to me?
I never received a reply.
Were you at that point blaming me for that argument? In your mind?
I think that the only people who can be responsible for ourselves is ourselves, so I was focused on myself and my wife.
Okay. So that argument ended up beginning your divorce proceedings, is that correct?
At the end of that argument, she told me that she needed a divorce, correct?
And who filed for divorce?
I did.
And when was that?
In July.
Do you know the date that you filed?
It's complicated because I went and met with a mediator, but she didn't file the paperwork for a while. So I guess it depends on how you define who filed for it and when.
Okay. Did you file it with the court? Like file for divorce with the court?
A mediator did.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know when she actually put the paperwork in. Is that correct?
Correct.
When did you meet with her? Do you remember that?
I do.
What day was that?
In July.
But you don't remember which day in July?
We met several times.
Okay. Did you meet with her on your own, or did you and Melanie just meet with her together?
We met with her together.
Every time?
Yes, every time we went together.
Okay. And that started in July?
Correct.
And do you know when that was final?
Mid-October.
And you were able to come to mutual agreements during that time with the mediator?
Can you give me more? What are you looking for specifically on that?
I'm just saying the mediation was completed, so you came to your agreements. Is that correct?
We filed for a divorce, so yes.
Okay. So when was it that Melanie moved into the rental house from the house that you were living together in?
I believe I moved her on July 14th, I believe. I'm not certain.
And then you stayed in the house until what date?
Until my home sold.
When was that?
We got it under contract in September, beginning of September, and closing was October 1st.
Okay. And when did you move into your rental house? What day was that?
Mid-September to late September. It might have been in the 25th, 24th, 26th, somewhere in there.
And then you had schedule with the children, is that correct?
Can you ask that question?
I'm just saying you had agreed to a schedule with the children, is that correct?
Part of our divorce, we had a schedule, yes.
And so on October 2nd, all four children were with you, is that correct?
It depends on what time you're speaking about.
Well, they spent the night with you, so they would have woke up with you on October 2nd, is that correct?
On October 2nd night, they slept with their mom. On October 1st night, they slept with me.
Okay. That night turned into October 2nd, is that correct?
If you're saying October 2nd in the morning, then yes. Yes, that would be, my kids would have still been at my house in the morning.
Yes, okay. And then you had taken them to school, is that correct, in the morning?
Correct.
You said that you guys got up, you had food, you were getting ready.
Yes.
Normal, typical morning, right? Okay. And then you dropped off your two oldest at their elementary school. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you took Breeze to her mom and dropped her off at the park. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you took Blake to his preschool and dropped him off. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then where did you go from there?
I went to the gym.
What was the name of your gym? I'm sorry.
EOS.
And you worked out for, you said, an hour to an hour and a half?
Yeah, I wasn't watching it super close, so I can't tell you exactly how long it was.
Okay. And then you drove straight home, is that correct?
From the gym, yes.
Now, on that day, you had an interview with Detective Pillar, is that correct?
Correct.
Is that the first time that you met Detective Pillar?
Yes.
It was on that day, on October 2nd, 2019?
Correct.
And in that interview, you told him basically what had happened. Is that correct?
I answered the questions that he asked, yeah.
And you told him all about Melanie. Is that correct?
That's a pretty broad question. I don't know that I could say that I told him all about Melanie.
So you discussed Melanie. Is that correct?
We did, yes.
And you discussed me. Is that correct?
We did, yes.
And he had asked you kind of what happened, is that correct?
He asked me what happened? Mm-hmm. Yes, he asked me what happened.
And you talked about your divorce, is that correct?
We did discuss parts of my divorce, yes.
And you had told Detective Pillar that someone had convinced her that you were gay. Is that correct?
Can you ask that question again?
You told Detective Pillar that Melanie had, that someone had convinced Melanie that you were gay.
I can't remember if I specifically told him that someone had convinced Melanie that I was gay. I would have to review the conversation I had with him to be able to say for certain that's how I worded it.
Okay. Do you recall telling him that she has a friend named Lori? Melanie?
I did not say she has a friend named Lori. No.
You didn't? Would you like to review the, would you like to look at your interview?
I
to refresh your recollection?
I said that she has an aunt named Lori.
Would you like to review this to refresh your recollection?
Sure.
Okay.
Have your own.
Okay. Ms. Hicks? I think she has an exhibit she needs to approach with.
It's fine. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. She's just refreshing.
We're going to need a moment for me to hold this. She just wants to show him to refresh his memory.
Oh, forget his exhibit. I apologize. Yeah. If you want to just read that page to yourself, and then I can ask you a question again.
Yeah.
Did that refresh your memory, Brandon?
I read that. I think that maybe a transcriptionist miswrote that, because I wouldn't have referred to you as a friend named Lori. I would have referred to you as an aunt named Lori.
Okay. And it was me that you were talking about that convinced her that you were gay. Is that what you were referring to?
In that context, I never said that Lori is the one who convinced Melanie that I was gay.
Okay. So in the second paragraph, it didn't say she's the one that convinced her that I'm gay?
Improper impeachment, refreshing. I'm not sure what she's doing.
Sustain.
Would you like to read it again?
If you would like me to, I can read it again.
Okay. It's line 251. Did that refresh your recollection?
Yes, I read a different line. That is the in 251. I did specifically say that I thought you.
That I had convinced her.
Can you ask that question?
That I had convinced Melanie that you were gay.
I said that I specifically thought that you had been involved in convincing her that I'm gay. Yes, correct.
Okay, and so she did not show you herself a video of you dancing at the Pink Pony. Is that
again,
correct?
Your Honor. For relevance to 404B.
It's all sustained.
And what was your understanding of how I convinced Melanie of this accusation?
Kind of speculation.
Can we sidebar?
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.